بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Can you hear me? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. We begin this meeting by welcoming you all, and we ask Allah the Most High to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. We continue now the revision on the correct creed. Let's see the attendance, if they are ready. Let's see if there is some indication of one or yes. Okay. Okay. All right, mashallah. Okay. What about the people, the other people? Time to wake up. Okay. Yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. We continue the revision on the correct creed. We reached the point where we were talking about Iman, faith, and that actions and deeds are part of Iman, and this is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. The innovators don't consider that al-a'mal, righteous deeds, are part of iman. And this is the corrupt creed of the Murji'ah sect. As to the issue of takfir, now the question is, Whose right is it? This is the right of Allah. Correct. This is the right of Allah. The right of Allah. We're talking about the right. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, no takfir could be made on anyone except whom Allah and His Messenger declared to be as such. Takfir, imputing kufr on someone. Or that the Muslims have consensus upon that. So, if someone imputes kufr on someone without a clear proof from texts of the Quran or the authentic Sunnah or the consensus, then he deserves to be what? He deserves to be what? deserves to be what? No, deserves to be what? Corrected, yes. How? He deserves defaming punishment. Defaming punishment. Could a person fall in kufr by saying, by a statement, by a word, by a saying? Could he? Yes. Could he fall? But is this conditional upon something? Falling in kufr by a statement? Is it conditional upon something? Or general? The question is it conditional upon something to fall in kufr by uttering a statement just like that? We said that kufr may take place by a statement, right? Now, is there a condition? Yes, as long as there is no tolerable difference regarding this matter. As long as there is no tolerable difference. You understand? طيب. I mean, there is ikhtilaf which is considered to be of value. You understand? Concerning such an utterance. Like the tolerable differences amongst the scholars. You understand? Regarding certain rulings. So, as long as there is a tolerable difference which is based upon a valued argument and or interpretation. If there isn't, and there is consensus on it, then that makes the kufr ruling applicable. Similarly, could also the person fall in kufr by action? Could a person fall in kufr by action? Yes. And similarly by conviction, isn't it? Yes, okay. Now, is there a difference? Is there a difference between general takfir and particular takfir on an individual? Is there a difference? Yes. There is difference. There's difference between general takfir and imputing making it applicable on the individual. For example, the general takfir, like what? General takfir, like the general, that is what is said in general way, in a general sense. Okay, if yes, to say, for example, whoever worships a grave is a kafir. This is general, right? This is general. You understand? This is general. General statement. Okay. Like the saying of the scholars, whoever says that the Quran is created is a kafir. You understand? This is general statements. Whoever says that the Quran is created is a kafir. Seraphim, you are living in imaginations. This Seraphim shock. You're living in your world of imaginations. What is this, by the waters of the billion, we laid down and wept for thee, Zion? Allah yahdik. Okay. You understand now? You understand the meaning of the general takfir? This is called at-takfirul am. We're not talking about now black seed. We're not talking about ignorance and no ignorance. We are saying the general statements. Remember, there is difference between the general statement in its generality and in its applicability on a certain individual who may commit it. Remember this. Okay. Now, imputing now kufr on the individual, particular individual, then this requires the fulfillment of two things. Now, what are they? Particular obstacles must be removed and conditions must be established. Conditions must be fulfilled and obstacles and impediments removed. Two things are required: fulfillment of conditions and what? Absence of impediments. And of course, this matter must be to the ulama, referred to the ulama, to the scholars. So therefore, correct this statement which I will say. Is it correct or wrong? Yes, impediments, ya akhi, don't you know, obstacles, that is it. Correct the following statement. Is the following statement correct? The general takfir, does not necessitate the applicability on a certain individual who commits it until the conditions of takfir are met and its impediments are removed or absent. Is this correct or incorrect? Fine. This is correct. The general takfir does not necessitate the applicability on a certain individual who commits it until the conditions of takfir are met and its impediments are absent. Meaning you cannot just apply it on the individual until the conditions are met. So suppose someone commits kufr, but he is new to Islam. He does not know that this is kufr due to ignorance. Yes, exactly. You see a lemon head? You can say, whoever does such and such, then he is a kafir, if it is true. But the applicability on the individual must be in accordance with what stated earlier. You understand? No. You understand now? Now, yeah, lemonhead. The person could be ignorant about it. He may not know that this can take him out of Islam. You see, this is an impediment. Now you understand by giving you just a hint like this? Okay, lemonhead? You're going to squeeze the head, shwaya. Squeeze the lemon. Yeah. Okay. Fine. You cannot do this yourself, Ya Umm Abdullah. You can't do this yourself. And this is only after establishing proof and evidence. Okay. And Benjamin, now you know that? Fine. Now, and it is also from the creed, yes, it will come, and from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, that all sins, listen to my statement, is this true or false? All sins are forgivable. Is this true or wrong? True, Bint Abdul Aziz? Okay, there is an exception. What's the exception? No? Yes, see, shirk is not forgivable. Tayyib, another thing. All sins, does not take the person out of Islam. Is this statement correct in its generality, or there is a restriction to it? All kinds of sins do not take the person out of Islam. True, or there is a restriction? There is a restriction. What is the restriction? What is the restriction? Yes. Yes, if he considers it permissible. If he considers it permissible. Any sin, major or minor, if the individual considers it permissible, this is known as what? Fill the blanks. This is known as what? The making the thing permissible. This has a term. No. It has a term to it. Making a thing permissible is called what? We need to know the terminology. This is known istihlal. Yes. Abu Khadija, correct. And Shafiqa. Now. Istihlal, making it permissible. You see? Remember this. Istihlal, Gabriel, istihlal. It is derived from halal, making halal, making halal. You understand? Making permissible. Clear now? Okay. Fine. What about if he believes it is permissible, but he doesn't do it? Is the same ruling applicable or not? He believes it is permissible, but he doesn't do it. It is the same. MashaAllah on Benjamin, on Abdulaziz. Yes. Athariya. Yes. You see, it is general. If he does it, or if he does not do it. If he believes in it to be permissible, but does not do it, it is the same as if he does it. He does it as something permissible to do. Why then this takes him out of Islam? Then he commits kufr. Yes, ya Abdullah. If he believes that khamar is halal, why does this thing take him out of Islam? Because he is belying the Book of Allah and His Messenger. That's right, and the consensus. Right. What is the ruling regarding the fate of someone who commits sins other than shirk? What is his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he does not repent from them. He is under the Mashi'a. He is under the will of Allah. He is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah may forgive him, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may punish him as he sees fit subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Is his abode, his final abode is what? If even punished in hell, his final abode is paradise, because he is a Muslim. Now, give a proof that the major sinner is a believer. Give a proof that the major sinner is a believer, but he is not on complete faith. He is not in a state of complete faith. 2 and 78. Okay, let's have it. قال الله تعالى yes. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان. Oh, you believe القصاص, the law of equality and punishment, is prescribed for you in case of murder. The free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. But if the killer is forgiven by the brother or the relatives of the killed against blood money, then adhering to it with fairness and payment of blood money to the heir should be made in fairness. So here we go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where is the point of evidence here? In this verse that he is a believer. Although he's committing major sins, killing and, you know, bloodshed. Where is the proof in this verse that he is a believer? Yes. Yes. He addressed them as believers and he said he affirmed for them the brotherhood of what? He affirmed for them the brotherhood of what? Of faith, because he said what? By but if the killer is forgiven by the brother, exactly, by the brother. And the relatives, yes, of course, yes. And if the relatives forgives, yes. No. طيب, is there a contradiction between generalizing disobedience on the doer or his action, yet calling the doer Muslim and applying the rules of Islam upon him? Is there a contradiction? No contradiction. The answer is yes, no contradiction. What's the proof? The proof, because he's a Muslim. Faith, yes. But we need the proof. The story of man. The story of Abdullah bin Himar, naam. Abdullah Himar, he what? In what hadith? The one who drank alcohol, that's right. So he was brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with him, said, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah's curse be upon him. مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا يُؤْتَى بِهِ, so many the times he is brought in like this. So the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَلْعَنُهُ, لَا تَلْعَنُهُ, لَا تَلْعَنُهُ, don't curse him. فَإِنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, because he loves Allah and his messenger. So therefore, this did not take him out of Islam by this major sin, right? Right. طيب. Now, what are the types of kufr? What are the types of shirk What are the types of wrongdoing? What are the types of rebellion? What are the types of hypocrisy? In all of that there is what? In each one of them there is what? There is major and there is minor. So there is major kufr and minor kufr. There is major shirk and minor shirk. And there is major wrongdoing and there is minor wrongdoing. And there is major rebellion and disbelief, and there is minor rebellion. There is major hypocrisy and there is practical hypocrisy. Remember this, sir. These are very, very useful. Fine. Correct the following statement. That's right, it's Sister Muhammad. Correct the following statement. Whoever rules by a rule other than the rule of Allah is a disbeliever. Is this true, or there is detail, or there are details? MashaAllah, Benjamin, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. No, lesser kufr, MashaAllah. Tayyib. Who said that this is lesser kufr? Who said that this is lesser kufr? So there are details. Who said though that this is lesser kufr? Concerning the verse 544 we are addressing. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فأولئك هم الكافرون. Who said that this is lesser kufr? Ibn Abbas, mashallah, mashallah, Ibn Abbas. طيب. Now, listen carefully. So therefore, the correct answer that this requires details. What are the details? Is the following statement true? Yes. If he believes in the laws are better than the laws of Allah or equal. Is this takes him out of Islam? Does this take him out of Islam? طيب. If he believes that the rules of Allah are not fit for our times, what about this? If he believes that the ruling by Allah's Sharia does not fit our times, then this is kufr. If he believes that the rule of Allah is the rule to apply, but he, due to fear and or weakness, he did not apply it, or applied it partially. Then a lesser kufr. طيب. lesser kufr, it means practical kufr. That doesn't take the person out of Islam. No, lemonhead, you squeeze too much now. Now you squeeze too much. We said we needed some squeezing and now you squeezed it all. There is nothing called little non-believer. Because sin is also called kufr. Sins are type of kufr. Sins, al-ma'asi, are type of kufr. Yes. But there are major that takes the person out of Islam and lesser. Yes. See, now you understand. Yes. Now, let me give you an example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. طيب, alhamdulillah. This brings the end of the discussion for tonight. On this review, mashallah, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of progress, alhamdulillah.